Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from Let Your Kingdom Come, a book that I've put together to trace the idea of the kingdom of God all the way through Scripture and on into history, too. Something that we all can and should be looking forward to. Even though the kingdom is within us, there'll also be a kingdom outside of us covering this whole planet one day. You can find this book at Amazon.com and download a free PDF of this book right here at Sermon Audio at parts 1 and 2 of this reading. Well, we're talking about Jeremiah today. We've come to the 650 BC, the kingdom and Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah's focus is the people in front of him, no question. Backsliding Judah. But even so, occasionally the weeping prophet is able to clear his eyes long enough to see well into our own future. We're going to begin with chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And then it shall come to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says the Lord, that they will say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord. It shall not come to mind, nor shall they remember it, nor shall they visit it, nor shall it be made any more. At that time Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord. And all the nations shall be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. No more shall they follow the dictates of their evil hearts. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north, to the land that I have given as an inheritance to your fathers. Well, here in chapter 3 is Hosea's image of a marriage relationship with Israel that God will not allow to be broken. And then a prophecy of extinguished evil in the land. Has that happened? No, you know that hasn't happened. Have Judah and Israel come together from the land of the north and lived in holy existence in their land? Please, please, you know that hasn't happened. This is future. This is prophecy. Chapter 16 is next. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands where he had driven them. For I will bring them back into their land, which I gave to their fathers. Again, the return is promised. One fascinating prediction the prophet makes is regarding the line that will lead to the Messiah, who will sit on the throne of David. In chapter 22, he lets us know that no descendant of Jeconiah, who is a direct descendant of David, will sit on the Davidic throne. Did you hear that? No descendant of Jeconiah, the king, at that time, in direct descent from David, is going to sit on David's throne. That's a word from God. Uh-oh. Isn't Jesus a descendant of Jeconiah? Yes, he is. Well, actually, no. The line of David through Solomon and Josiah and Jeconiah ends in Joseph, the foster father of our Lord. But Jesus' bloodline comes through another son of David, the relatively unknown Nathan, not the prophet of that name, but a son of David. Mary traces her lineage all the way back to Nathan and thus to David. The promise to David of an earthly but heaven-inspired and eternal rule is still intact. We'll cover this in more detail, speaking of King Jeconiah next. But in the very next chapter, 23, is Jeremiah's famous prophecy of the branch. The etymology of this word, some say, gives rise to that New Testament reference to Jesus being called a Nazarene. Nazarene having to do with the branch, not that he came from Nazareth. He did live in Nazareth, but he will be called a Nazarene because of the etymology of the word that's in the Hebrew for branch. Jeremiah 23, woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel against the shepherds who feed my people. You have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doings, says the Lord. The wicked of Israel are to be judged, but there is a remnant. True, Israel is the remnant. Verse 3, but I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper, and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved. Israel will dwell safely. Now, this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. So a king is coming, and in his days, the earth shall be destroyed? Not at all. In his days, the king will reign and prosper. Read it as it is. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. The government, as Isaiah says, will be on his shoulders. He will supervise a worldwide team of resurrected men who will carefully control every aspect of Earth's life. It should be obvious to everyone that such a day has not dawned upon us at this time in our history or any time in our past. Now, many have been rejoicing since the return of the Jews in 1948, but so far there is no indication that these Jews or the present state of Israel are the fulfillment ultimately of this prophecy. When Jesus returns, true Jews will be brought back to their homeland, brought to repentance before their Lord. And with him and the Gentiles who have been grafted into the body, they will rule the world. The contents of chapter 23 were deemed so important by the Spirit of God that he had them repeated in chapter 33. But for us, we're going on to chapter 24. The Lord showed me, and there were two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord, after Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah with the craftsmen and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, like the figs that are first ripe. The other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten, they were so bad. And then the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? I said, figs, good figs, very good, and the bad, very bad, which cannot be eaten, they're so bad. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good into the land of the Chaldeans, for I will set my eyes on them for good. And I will bring them back to this land. I will build them and not pull them down. I will plant them and not pluck them up. And then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. Here's more assurance of a future planting of Israel that will not be reversed. There was one, you know, that has been reversed when they did come back to their land, but they weren't all in repentance. They were getting into all kinds of trouble right away and causing trouble for Nehemiah and for Ezra. Plus, they would have a heart to go with it all this next time. This has seriously not happened. Jews today continue to refuse their Messiah, the ones that have returned, well, even giving that title Messiah to their land. Yes, the modern Jew of Israel quite often believes that the Bible was talking about the land when it talked about a Messiah coming. Oh, well. Now comes chapter 30, which mixes a coming horror called Jacob's trouble, also known as the tribulation, which with promises of a restored Israel. Again, every word of prophecy is important. Read it carefully. Jeremiah 30, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it." Now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turned pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Therefore, do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations which are where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you. But I will correct you in justice. I will not let you go altogether unpunished, however. Behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palace shall remain according to its own plan. And then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governor shall come from their midst. And then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will continue it. You will consider it. So, a return, an ultimate punishment, as seen in Daniel and the Gospels. David, there he is again. We talked about him before. David's to be the ruler of a new kingdom. Yes, some see David as a code name for Jesus. Others see the real King David resurrected, as the text actually says, and placed under Jesus in the millennial reign. And these details fit perfectly with the other passages that predict a kingdom period. Well, I think we'll stop right there. We're not finished with Jeremiah, but we're finished for today. Thank you so much for being here and for connecting to this study. You know, we have a lot of other things going on. Please do look around the site. We have over 3,000 audios featuring some of the church's great preachers, persecution stories from North Korea in English and in Korean, Bible studies on a number of subjects, and a blog. If you'd like more fellowship, please consider visiting my YouTube channel known as Pasture Lands, or buying one of my books at Amazon.com, or contact me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com, and I'll share details of our Saturday evening Zoom meeting for men and our Tuesday noon meeting for men and women. And this is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on 9/27/22. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.